Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Changing things up. Play clock under five. Here's Purdy. Looking for it all. He's got Kittle there. It's caught. Touchdown, San Francisco. I'm thinking he's back.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
I'm not a doctor, so.
It's questionable. Questionable concern.
All right.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, 888-957-9570. I can already give you a preview of a topic that you and I can do in February.
Yeah?
February. Don't trade Mac. Do not trade Mac. And I don't think they will.
Oh God! We can start the debate now.
Let's bet.
I'm not going to make a bet now because I don't know what's going to happen. Like Brock could have his toe flare up again,
yeah,
and he could have surgery that's going to take him out for 3 months.
Okay.
And so,
well, if we get to the end of the year and Brock is not hurt,
when we get to that point, then we can have this conversation. We can make that bet.
I just think the Niners are going to keep him. And actually, Kyle Shanahan said something pre-game last week that insinuated. I mean, he flatly was like, I'm so pumped that we have him for 2 years.
Yeah. I'm going to borrow from your drop.
Okay.
Trade him!
Yeah,
I would like them to trade him.
I don't.
Trade him!
Don't.
I get myself a three. It's decent.
The Niners are going to get the offers that you all think they're going to get. That's what I think.
Well, secondly, I think you're wrong. Would be wrong.
That's okay. Well, I think I would be right.
If they got offered a second-round pick.
Not happening.
You don't think that offer would come
in?
But I'm just saying, if they got offered a second-round pick, would they do it?
Possibly.
That I don't know, but I still think no. Like, if this is... Dude, he saved the season. He saved the season.
Well, not yet. Well, I mean...
No, he did. His part is, in theory, likely or kind of hopefully done. And he saved you from the adversity that most teams can't handle, which is the loss of your quarterback. Most teams can't handle that. You can't hang in there when that happens for 8 games. That's a half of a season, and he did it. That's so valuable. So you're never going to get me to say something that's going to downgrade what he did. But what I am going to say and have said all along is Brock is better. This is a higher level quarterback play. If you think that it's not worth the extra $48 million, you're allowed to have that opinion. I think that it is. If I were structuring a business in the NFL, if there's a quarterback who gives me 2% more chance of winning football games, especially toward the end of the year, I'm willing to pay for that. So that's a conversation that we've had. But... that's all. I'm thrilled that at a time when the defense looks like it does, the 49ers, for the moment, knock on wood, they're getting healthy on offense, and I believe they're going to need to be good, and I believe they are going to be good. So that's all. There's nothing that denigrates what Mac Jones achieved in the 8 games that he started. I just think that this is a noticeably better quarterback and better offense when Brock is running it healthy and at his best.
I think that Brock is a better player, but I also think that yesterday is not a very good example of Brock versus Mac, because as you go through the game, and I did again this morning, most of the throws that Brock made were to wide open human beings. And
most of the
Mac
ones
Jones
that Mac
would
threw
be able to.
Like,
Mac Jones in yesterday's game against that defense with that play calling, he would have been able to make those throws. So for me, the example of yesterday is not for me a, oh, rubber stamp, there it is. Because yesterday, if you watch it again, and I have, Arizona's defense was mostly a joke.
So the pre-snap thing that you talked about that Brock did to open up the 30-yard touchdown pass, I think Mac had a total of one 30-plus yard touchdown pass through all 8 games. That pre-snap adjustment.
It was awesome.
Mac would have done that?
I don't know, and you don't know if he would have either.
Yeah.
Like, for you to sit here and say Mac wouldn't have done that would be as foolish as me saying that Mac would have done that.
I didn't say that.
Right, and what I pointed out to you was that Brock Purdy, and I wrote it in my notes, that was brilliant. He saw the defense, and he made the change. They audibled, and Kittle got one-on-one. Kittle got down the sideline, and he made a great throw.
The game plan when Mac was in was clear. Get rid of ball as fast as possible. Because, first of all, let's not forget, Mac was largely hurt most of the time that he's been in the game.
And the offensive line that he had in front of him was not what they had yesterday.
Also
which
true.
Yesterday, that was their starting offensive line.
Also true. So I'm not going to disagree with you. This is true in all sports. It's no different than being like MJ or LeBron. It's really hard to compare two situations that are totally different. But and we don't have to see this the same, but I see a completely more dynamic offense. I see an offense where the quarterback is able to hold the ball longer because he has mobility. Therefore, he can buy more time. I see more chemistry between him and the established receivers who he's been working with for multiple years. I just see all that. And none of that is to denigrate Mac Jones. And no, my opinion was not born yesterday. So I'm not only using yesterday as an example. This has been my opinion the whole time. I'll never understand why a part of the fan base feels the way it does about a quarterback that has achieved what he's achieved in this uniform. It's wild to me.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
And
it's
I would never sit here and denigrate a quarterback in Brock Purdy who has done really well. I look at yesterday as an example, as a one-off, a game where he came back, and Brock Purdy was good. He was good. The offense was phenomenal. Kyle Shanahan schemed up a bunch of stuff that Arizona had a hard time covering. And so I'm going to go through every one of his throws, and I'm going to find the toughest throw, and it might be that the Kittle throw, and I have it up in front of me right now, and that was a great audible. He checked to a different play. Arizona did not react, and Kittle was able to go one-on-one, run by the guy, and he made a beautiful throw.
Absolutely beautiful throw. Yeah, Peter and Milbrae. Hey, Peter, thanks for calling. What's going on?
Not much. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
I agree with you, Willard. Like, I don't have a problem with Mac Jones. He did what he needed to do. He came in and did. But the fact that we as 49er fans are just so fickle. Here's Brock Purdy, who has taken us to 2 NFC Championship games, 1 Super Bowl, left the field in the Super Bowl with the lead in overtime, was fourth in MVP voting, was the first quarterback since Jeff Garcia to throw for 4,000 yards and over 25 touchdowns in a single season. And he's done it consistently for 3 years, including last year where he was injured, the entire team was injured, and that was mostly on the defense that couldn't hold a lead because we were so injured. It's kind of similar to this year. Compared to Mac Jones, who's only been to the playoffs once, has one playoff game, and besides that, has literally just not really done much in this league. What really confuses me is that all the people that I heard that wanted 5 years ago, that when we traded up, wanted Trey Lance and not Mac Jones, are now saying that they want Mac Jones as the quarterback, which is totally insane to me how you can just change just like that after the guy has literally only played 8 games for you, whereas Brock has played over 20 for us. So if you want my opinion, I think the offensive line is the biggest problem with the offense, but that's just me. Like, they need to fix the offensive line this offseason, try and fix, you know, like the injuries, how they keep happening. But do I think Mac Jones should start over Brock Purdy? No. He did what he needed to do. He did what a backup's supposed to do. And now Brock, who is much more accomplished in this league, done a lot more in this league than Mac, should get the job back and continue playing. And that's what he did yesterday.
Peter, thanks. Although I would say, Peter, to your point about the offensive line, which is a fair one, I think that this is a moment where we can give them some of their due, right? I mean, the last couple of games, last week too, I thought the offensive line is getting healthier, performing better. One thing that has been a constant through the years in the NFL, if you give someone with the last name Shanahan good offensive line production, you're going to score points. And that's true for the 49ers as well. Like, that's a huge piece of this puzzle. And that's where I will agree that whether it's Mac, Brock, or whatever, if you keep them upright, if you keep them up and clean, and you're not getting sacked, like, you're going to keep your turnovers to a minimum, and you are going to move the ball, and you are going to convert third downs and all of those things.
Well, they didn't have third downs, is the thing.
Exactly.
They had,
you're not even going to get the third downs.
They had 9 according to the box score. I looked at my notes. I thought that there were 8, but you converted 3 of them, and that's fine. You didn't have
that's
to.
So.
You stayed ahead of the sticks. And the other piece of it with the offensive line, and all you have to do is look at Arizona yesterday and all their penalties. The Niners had a grand total of 0 penalties on offense. The only penalty was the Renardo Green unnecessary roughness after the play. That was the end of their penalties.
It's
no
huge
special teams holds, no false starts, no holds by the O-line. So you were never self-inflictedly behind the sticks. So even when you didn't do great on first down, it wasn't 2nd and 13. It was 2nd and 8, and you were able to stay ahead of it. You avoided third downs. You didn't even need to worry about fourth down. The O-line yesterday was patently great.
Yeah, they were fantastic. They were fantastic. And so that's, to me, we've said this so many times, that's the key to great offense in the NFL. It starts there. And if they get that, I think they're going to be really good. And that's kind of the point. For me, yesterday, that's what yesterday felt like. Felt like a lot of spots on offense were getting healthy, and I'm excited about that. I'm excited that this offense, which gave yesterday some 2023 vibes, is potentially back. Did yesterday excite you? Did it shrug your shoulders? How did it feel, Niner fans? We'll keep taking your calls. 888-957-9570 on a Monster Monday, presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. And we're sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. 888-957-9570. Keep taking your 49er reaction phone calls. And Grandy's grades are still ahead here on this Monster Monday on Willard and Dibbs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Brissett off the play fake. Under pressure on the roll, throwing on the run, and it's intercepted by D'Amador Lenore. Lenore weaving back towards the middle of the field, now to the sideline. Lenore to the 40, still on his feet. Lenore, they weren't sure he'd play today. And D'Amador Lenore's got an interception and down inside the Arizona 15.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
I ain't gonna lie, that one fired me up.
That was awesome.
Because again, for me, I know it was technically their third interception of the year. Yes, Kevin Kugler on Fox.
Yep.
But for me, that was the first. That was the first interception in a year and a half.
I don't know why you say that.
Because like, it's a different...
Intercepting the ball is not easy.
It's a... No, I know, but there's not all interceptions are created equally. If somebody like throws a ball over the middle to a receiver and it bounces off their shoulder pad and goes straight into the air and you catch it, great. That's an odd, like, make a play.
What if somebody throws the ball right to you and you don't catch it?
Then that's a drop.
And we talk about it now. Right. We have for seven or 8 years.
I'm not.
Jaquaski Tart.
I'm not dismissing the Malik Mustafa pick. I'm giving the one we just played more credit.
And the other one was D'Amador Lenore, right?
Earlier in the year. Yes.
He has two of the three.
He has two, yes.
And that was at the end of the half, and everybody says, you should have got out of bounds. You should have known.
I don't think anything would have happened. Yeah. My point is there's a different kind of a pick when you're talking about one that's a desperation at the end of the half overthrow, which was both of the other two picks this season. There's a difference between that and I'm lurking, I'm breaking on the ball, in the middle of a quarter, I'm going to make a play and we're going the other way. And you flip a drive that's moving by one team and set up your team for a score. That is the most devastating thing that can happen in a football game. So all I'm saying is I'm liking that one better than the other two. The other two count, but like that one, first time in a year and a half where somebody did that. Break on a ball, step in front of a receiver, and get going the other way. It fired me up.
Yeah, and it was a 60-plus yard return that got him in the red zone and got you right in there, and you were able to cash it in. And that's why when I look at 41 points, I think, yeah, it's awesome. You should always win when you score 41 points, but you had the special teams set up and basically deliver you the first touchdown. The Lenore interception and return set you up in the red zone, which was another one, and then the penalty on Arizona that allowed you to kick a second field goal that Eddie Pinero was able to make at halftime. That's three more. So 17 points. Thank you, Arizona. And also, keep in mind the Higgins play where he's going in for a touchdown for Arizona, and he had the ball punched out or ripped out by, I think it was Upton Stout at the goal line. Yes, Stout rips it out.
It was Upton Stout.
And White recovers it, and that's 7 points the other way. Not that the game was in doubt if Arizona scores there, but that play, that turnover, basically was the night-night moment.
No doubt. And the Niners have done that twice this year where they've been able to get someone to fumble inside the one.
Right.
I mean, and it's changed the season. Those two plays, you know what I mean? This one didn't flip a game, but the other one did. That's been absolutely awesome. Can I throw this out? I want to read something that has come up a few hours ago by some of the national NFL reporters. I joked about this last week. I was kind of joking. I was half joking. I was overstating something in order to drive home a point. You didn't like that I said it, but now the Niners have won another football game. Kyle Brandt, NFL Network. Lot of season left, but the group I'm eyeing for Coach of the Year, Mike Vrabel, Ben Johnson, Shane Steichen, and Kyle Shanahan. Albert Breer, MMQB, quote tweets it and says, Vrabel, Johnson, and Steichen are rightful front runners, but Kyle Shanahan should be in the mix. The 49ers are in a tough division, lost Bosa and Warner for the year, no Kittle to start the year, no Purdy for a stretch, still waiting on Ayuk. By the way, I think they're going to be waiting until next year. And they're 7-4. Is that laughable of a statement that Kyle Shanahan is in the running for coach of the year?
Yeah. I think
why?
It's because they're, what, they're 7-4 and you're in third place in your division? And
by a half game.
Are they in third place in the division?
Yes. But
okay.
As they pointed out,
right.
There's a lot of season left.
In the running, is he fourth or fifth on your list? Okay, then I guess he's in the running. I don't think that he is coach of the year. You've got Christian McCaffrey, who's going to be a Hall of Famer, and he's on his way to a 1,000 season.
Well, everybody's got good players.
Right, but they have Hall of Famers. If you want to look across the league, how many teams have more players that are most likely going to be going to the Hall of Fame?
I don't know that.
I think you'd be hard pressed to find many more teams that have more talent than the Niners
do. But like the Warriors have more people going to the Hall of Fame than anyone else. That's more about their longstanding history.
And Steve Kerr doesn't win Coach of the Year.
Well, but
that's my point.
That's just Steve Kerr's not finishing. He's not doing it while losing a lot of those Hall of Fame level players. Number one, but number two, just because you're headed to the Hall of Fame, that doesn't mean you're the best player in the game right now. That means you have the greatest resume. But like Oklahoma City, they haven't, you can't say anything about Hall of Fame on any of those, for any of those players yet. But they would be huge favorites over the Golden State Warriors when they play a basketball game. That's kind of my point. Like, I get it. Look at those other three names that we're talking about. Vrabel, Johnson, Steichen. Like, yeah, they've got younger players, but they got you know my feeling on Drake May. Dude, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
He is absolutely brilliant on the field, especially for a second-year player. So I'm not trying to tell you that he's a front runner for the job, but to dismiss what the 49ers have lost, to dismiss that, by the way, those teams that they're looking up at in the division, they have a winning record against those teams. Like, I don't know. Like, he has definitely achieved a lot in the face of significant adversity that those other teams have not faced. They do not have major injuries on those teams.
Well, this team has more talent than a lot of those other teams. And, you know, Seattle would be a great example. And yet Seattle is ahead of you in the division. And they're a half game ahead. I get that. And you split with the Rams. And I look at Ben Johnson and the Bears, they're much more of a surprise, and I don't think it's even close. For me, it's Shane Steichen and Indy. Indy's far better than anybody would have thought. And so, are the Niners doing a lot through injury? Yeah, they're having a nice year. And you had a backup quarterback come in, and he played really, really well in a system that is designed to have people play well. And so, yeah, Niners are having a great year. 7-4, don't get me wrong, but if I think about Coach of the Year, Shanahan is not in the top three. He's not in the top four. Maybe he's in the top five.
Okay. I mean, the Colts is an interesting one because people will also be like, oh my God, look at the schedule that the Niners are playing. So look at who the Colts have beaten this year.
Yeah, it's a similar schedule.
Yeah, like they lost to the Rams. They lost to Pittsburgh. Their win over Denver, you give them credit for it, was by 1 point, and it was because Denver did the same thing the Cardinals did at halftime yesterday, which was the missed field goal, and they lost the game. Oops, somebody jumped on someone's back. They got to kick it again, and the Colts won that game. But their wins outside of that Denver game this year are Miami, Tennessee twice, Arizona, Vegas, Atlanta in overtime. They did beat the Chargers. That's probably, that's a pretty good win. I like the Colts. You're right. Steichen would get my vote today. But I think the most important comment in all of this discussion is what he said at the beginning, which is that there's a lot of season left. Kyle Shanahan, he might win this award. He might have a stake to it by the end.
If they win 12 games and they win the division, then
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe. I mean, the Colts might get their absolute doors blown off in Kansas City this week. I don't know.
And the Colts might take the Niners behind the woodshed when they face each other.
They might.
And the Niners might lose to the Bears. And, I mean, there's a lot of season left. And if you want to give out the award right now, today, I don't think you give it to Shanahan. You probably give it to Shane Steichen on this day, November 17th.
Yeah, probably.
At this point of the season. And yeah, you and I are in agreement about Kyle Shanahan. He's a great coach. And there aren't many coaches, if any, that you would want to trade Shanahan for in the NFL. He's awesome. And he's done a great job. And I think about Robert Saleh as his running mate again and how well they've worked together. And
yeah,
the special teams unit suddenly is no longer an embarrassment. Not only are they not an embarrassment, they're actually now a positive contributing group.
They're actually good.
They're a group that actually helps you. Not only do they not hurt you, but now they're helping you.
I hope they find a kicker this week.
They will.
They'll find one.
Sure.
I hope he kicks a ball through the yellow thingies, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like that was so comforting. Like, we've been dealing with that. The anxiety of a football fan when you don't know if your kicker's going to kick the ball straight, that's a totally different experience than when you are rooting for a team that has someone that walks out there and kicks the ball straight every time. It changed the season.
I got bad news.
What?
Jake Moody's been signed by the Commanders. Jake Moody's not coming back.
That's great news.
It's devastating.
The Moody
reclamation project?
Imagine the reactions.
How awesome of all the games.
I love what Lucas just
Moody.
Said.
Moody. Niners.
What did Lucas just say to me? That was
I have no idea.
Next level thought.
I can't even hear him.
Guess who's teammates again?
Debo.
Exactly. Been locked in. Been locked in, Jake. Don't miss.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
My daughter was all about locking in yesterday.
Oh,
it was pretty cute.
It was a great day to lock in.
Yeah, she woke up from her nap, and I said, are you ready to lock in? I want to yak in on the Niners. Let's go yak in, honey.
And then did
Come
she?
On. Yeah, for like a couple plays.
Okay, a couple plays.
And she ran away.
Well, what does she think about Brock's performance?
Yeah, she thought he was fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
She thought he was fine.
I hate
she likes
word.
Mac because she likes mac and cheese.
Well,
so,
that's fair.
Yeah.
As a 3-year-old, I would have said
She's
the same thing.
She's partial Mac.
Brock's name sounds like broccoli, and Mac's name sounds like mac and cheese.
She does like broccoli.
Okay, good. That's a balanced meal. Maybe let's find a little protein and let's go.
She prefers mac and cheese to broccoli Purdy.
Stick a meatball in there, and we're good. We got a meal.
Moody was signed. Adam Peters, of course, running the show out there. Oh, boy, he loves Jake Moody.
Dude, yeah.
Moody's a Commanders.
Yeah, find somebody to kick the ball straight.
Well, Jake Moody helped the Bears beat the Commanders in his debut with the Bears.
Although did not kick all of the balls through the uprights that night.
Yeah, but he hit the game winner.
He did. It was a shorty.
And then did his interview post-game with his helmet still on.
Just the one of it wins for weirdest interview of the year. It really does. But anyway, here's something I'm thinking about. And I want maybe this is a good day for this. Okay? 888-957-9570. And maybe this is where I'm coming from today with I'm excited that they're healthy, at least on offense. I'm excited that Brock is back. I think that this is one hell of a coaching job by, not just Kyle, the whole staff this year. I am excited that this season is still intact because so many of the characteristics of getting to Thanksgiving and being one of the teams. Look at these two jokes that are going to play tonight. Look at this. Look at this. They got nothing. Nothing. Okay? I'm looking at the Vegas Stadium right now. It's a third full.
It's early.
Geno Smith is running onto the field with his arm in the air.
Mark Davis got a haircut.
He sure did. He always does. I mean,
same haircut.
He's running on the field with his arm in the air. And nobody's even watching because you're playing for nothing. And I like when I sit down to watch the Niners right now, there is a gratitude that this season is still intact. Now, here's the other side of the coin. And I wonder about our fan base. Are you just kind of Because it doesn't feel like it's a Super Bowl year, even
totally.
If they make
They're not going to do anything anyway.
They're not right. And I don't even think that that's unfair. I don't think they're going to the Super Bowl. But that's not how I fan.
Me either.
And you all get to fan. Now, that's the beauty of fandom. You get to do this however you want. Is any, like, did yesterday excite you? Their playoff odds are north of 80%. And with all of the adversity they faced, I think that's awesome. But I also know a lot of people are like, yeah, where's this going?
Right. If I asked you right now, and I love to do this because you give honest answers and you're allowed to change your opinion as new information comes in. But if I set the over-under on Niner playoff wins at 0.5.
Under.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
but I'm okay.
No, but it speaks to what you're talking about, and this is what a lot of fans are thinking. They're thinking, this is great. You beat Arizona. You're supposed to. You're not going to go anywhere anyway.
But here's the other thing. I would bet under. Guess what? I could be wrong.
Of course. And you were wrong on the Warriors until you switched with new information, and then they barely went over 4.5 wins in the playoffs.
Put that thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
No, no doubt. And I just think about the NFC, and you think about the teams that they potentially could play, and those are teams that, for the most part, are better than the 49ers. It doesn't mean that I'm not hoping that they go to the playoffs and beat these teams. I will watch every snap of every game 3 times, but I kind of understand that the mentality of some fans, which is, nice win over Arizona, you're probably going to beat Carolina too, you're going to beat Cleveland, you're going to beat Tennessee, you'll probably lose to Indy and the Rams, you'll beat the Bears, you'll have 12 wins, and then somebody's going to roll you in the playoffs, see you at the draft. I just don't fan like that.
Yeah, neither do I. Like, that sounds, okay, what if you did all that with a different voice?
What voice would you want me to do?
I mean,
you want me to do my Howard Dean?
No.
We're going to Tennessee. We're going to beat Cleveland.
You can do that too.
Okay.
But what if you did it with a voice that was more like,
no,
that one's always fine.
Okay.
Are the Niners going to win the Super Bowl, Cheryl?
No.
Probably not. But no, what if?
Oh, yikes.
Well, just hang on, Cheryl.
Not Harbaugh.
Well, Cheryl won't even go. Her son's out. But what if the voice was different? What if it was, hey, like, we could get
we
to
beat Arizona. Woo-hoo!
No, but we could get to January and we could have a shot. We could take a swing at the Eagles or the Packers or the Lions or the Bucks. Or the Rams. We could take a swing.
Or the Seahawks,
Dude, give me the Rams. The Rams, whose house? Watch this, dog.
Dude, yesterday was, oh my God.
Dude, sign
yesterday
me up.
Yesterday was crazy.
Sign me up for that.
It was crazy.
We're going to get, you're going to tell me we might get to take over SFO and LAX and SoFi and sit here and be like, dude, Bosa is gone and Warner is gone and Michael Williams is gone and Kittle missed half the year and Purdy missed half the year and Ricky Pearsall missed almost half the year and we're here and we've got a swing at this. That sounds so fun to me.
Of course. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yes. Yes. My heart aches for fans who are disinterested if you simply believe in your heart that your team is not good enough to win it all and that means you're out on the season. My heart aches for you. You're going to miss 88 to 98% of sports life.
You're the person who goes to get a book and they look at the back cover and they read the summary and then you look at the last 3 pages of the book and you read those 3 pages and say, I'm not even going to read the book. I just read the ending. Doesn't sound that good.
Yeah.
Didn't end the way I wanted it to end, so I'm not even going to read the book. So that's not the way I work as a fan, and I just enjoy every game and the process and Sunday. And you just laying that out, and I'm thinking about wild card weekend when you've got 6 games in the opening weekend, including a Monday night now.
Right. They'll never put the Niners on Monday night.
No, but the point is you've got, I think, 2 Saturday, 3 Sunday, and then you've got the Monday. And just to have your team be a part of that. And, you know, Niners would be on the road against .. unless they win the division, of course.
Which they still could.
They could, but just the idea of being in the tournament, that is the excitement of it? Are they, like last year in the Warriors, even though, yeah, you beat Houston, that was awesome. And would you have beaten Minnesota? Maybe, if everyone was healthy. I still think then it was going to be uphill against OKC, whatever, but every series, every game, every postseason something is a story, and it's part of a potential dream. And that, to me, is the exciting stuff. And I'm thinking about that epic game against New Orleans in the playoffs where...
Alex Smith.
Yeah, where they put... They put Pierre Thomas to sleep, Dante Whitner at the goal line, and you know, even the low points, the Kyle Williams muff punts, like these are memories, and you remember where you were, and these are like, to me, that's the good stuff of sports.
Jeff Garcia, the comeback against, was that Tampa, the Giants? One of them they beat, and then the other one they lost the very next week.
Are you thinking about the catch three with Owens?
No, 39-38. Owens with Steve Young. Jeff Garcia's comeback. They were down by 1,000 points, and they came back and won a playoff game 39-38. Giants, Bucks, one of them. I can't remember.
It was the Giants.
Giants, and then they lost to the Bucks the next week. They didn't win the Super Bowl.
Right.
But I remember that game.
Memories, yeah.
Plus, two things. One, there's the, we don't know what's going to happen. Maybe they get there and they do play well. But what if they don't? Couldn't I also X's and O's you on this and say, with all of those young players that the 49ers are now featuring, don't you think it's of value to them to experience this, to make the playoffs and get that vibe and feel what that feels like for future years? I think there's so much value in that. Never Go Full Jeff on YouTube just said, you have said daily this is not a Super Bowl team. Right. I don't believe that it is.
But you just took the under on a half a playoff
run. Right, but that doesn't matter.
Hard to make the Super Bowl if you win fewer than 0.5 playoff games.
Correct. But A, that is one person's opinion, and B, that's one subject that doesn't unfold until February. That doesn't change Sunday in November at all. Dude, I was on the edge of my seat yesterday.
Not for long.
No, then I was able to sit back and relax.
Yeah, that was Ottoman City right there.
But it was a necessity. The Niners are 4-1 in the division. Tiebreaker scenarios are on deck. The Rams and Seahawks have harder games ahead. Hell, the Seahawks have to come here. Let's see what happens. So I wonder, is that kind of one of the things that's happening here? 888-957-9570. Is this season that is unlikely and frustrating, but now sort of closet successful, is this doing it for you? Is this fun? Is this exciting? Or do the Niners have to look like a Super Bowl contender in the middle of the season for you to get fully engaged? I am fully, fully engaged, especially now. Like now you're 7-4. Now you've got games you should win, and now you're healthy on one side of the ball. Like, I don't know, man. I'm in. Let's go.
I don't know how you're not in, even if you look ahead and you and I just did the exercise of, okay, over under a half a playoff win, you took the under. I would also take the under if I was a betting man, because if they make the playoffs, they're likely to be a wild card team. They're likely to play on the road, and they're likely to be an underdog of more than a field goal, perhaps even 5 or 6 points, depending on the matchup. It doesn't mean because of that, that I don't want that. I absolutely want that. Get me a road playoff game as an underdog against pick your team, and I'm in. I'm here for it.
Just give me a playoff game.
That's right.
Get into the playoffs.
That's all you can ask for.
Yeah, let's do this.
And even though if you look at the history of the Super Bowl, no number 7 seed has ever made the Super Bowl. Now, there's only been 5 years of 7 playoff teams, but even if you go back, the last 6 seed was Green Bay in 2010.
Right.
They were the 6 seed. They won the Super Bowl. So just because you're a 6 or 7 seed doesn't mean you can't go on a little bit of a run and win the whole thing.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. You have a pick to make. We'll do that coming up next. Grandy's grades are in the 5 o'clock hour. Your phone calls. Is this season doing it for you? Or is it are we just Super Bowl or bust town every year now? Is that who we've become?
It's a lot of bust.
I mean, 888-957-9570. Let's take your phone calls coming up next as well on Willard and Dibs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Purdy floats it back in the end zone. All alone is George Kittle. His second touchdown catch of the day. And the 50th touchdown catch of his career.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
I'm flummoxed.
Why?
Because of what you just said to me.
Are you baffled?
I'm not baffled.
You're just flummoxed?
I'm fearful.
Are you miffed?
I'm anxious.
Are you perturbed?
Not yet.
No.
Tell everybody what you just told me.
I said three names out loud, and you made a face. John Parker Romo.
Yeah, there are three names, but that's one human being.
Three names? 3 points if you make a kick. Am I right?
Yeah, but he...
So, John Parker Romo will be a part of tomorrow's kicker tryout for the Niners.
Oh, boy.
John Parker Romo. So, not Tony Parker.
No.
Not Tony Romo.
Not Tony Romo.
Not Tommy John. John Parker Romo. Uno, dos, tres. Three names. 3 points. John Parker Romo. Grah, grah.
John Parker Romo. Oh, that got weird.
Super weird. I don't know. Nobody saw it.
Yeah,
coming.
That was entertaining.
What is going on here?
I'm talking about the kicker tryouts.
That's who
you're singing about them.
John Parker Romo.
Made that up. John Parker Romo.
John replaced Young Wei Koo in Atlanta.
Who I think he's also available.
Nope. He kicked last week for the New York Giants.
That was last week.
He's probably going to be available because he started kicking some things sideways. Although I feel for the guys who kicked on the East Coast yesterday. Because that wind, I don't know if people saw pregame warmups in Philly and New York and whatnot. The guys would kick the ball, and then the ball would look like it was trying to escape. Like, it was just like, the ball's like, now's our chance, let's get out of here. Gone. I mean, just right turn. So, tough day kicking in the East Coast. But point being is, John Parker Romo, he was on the Falcons for a good 4, 5, 6 weeks this year. And he doesn't always kick the ball straight. And he kicked in a dome. And he didn't always kick the ball straight. Again, my mind goes to whoever you pick is kicking in Cleveland in 13 days.
Maybe.
Probably.
I mean, Pinheiro's week to week.
I don't think pulled hammy for a kicker. You're probably going to be missing two games.
Maybe.
Would be my guess.
You just never know.
You don't know.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
John Parker Romo. I got to find out who else is going to be in this mix. And if you're out there and you can kick 888-957-9570.
Yeah, anybody from the Pat McAfee college football experience? What about
that kid
from
Cal? Kid.
Yeah, can we get that guy on the phone?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Get Nahegan. Book, 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 book.
Oh, God, Nahegan will have that guy in his phone.
I got a line on the kid from Cal. He's one for one.
I actually do have his number.
I bet you do.
Want me to call him?
Hey, before we fade the Dibbers, can I rip Nahegan? I'll rip Nahegan.
You won't.
No, I will.
Who is Nahegan, anyway?
Matt Nahegan is
our
boss.
Well done, Lucas.
Yeah, he's our program director.
Call the Cal kid.
And I like listening to Steiny and Goo today, and Steiny is like, there's only one person who nailed this season who deserves credit, and it's our boss.
Ugh.
And I'm like, what are you, up for a contract or something? So anyway, he starts going in on how Matt said before the year.
Willard's bugging me.
Well, that's my job. So he's like, Matt said before the year, no matter what happens this year, people are going to have a hard time figuring out the Niners and a hard time believing in them even when they win because of the schedule. And I'm like, yes, that actually is a good point. But does anybody want to bring up how he came into this room on Friday and he kind of got into it with me a little bit?
Yeah, well, you came down his road.
Well, because he was wrong. And he's still wrong. And he was proven wrong. And he said Brock Purdy is in a no-win situation. Nothing good can come out of this game. And I said, what do you mean? He goes, either he does fine, and then people go, that's what you're supposed to do. Or he doesn't do well, and this whole thing turns into a big old explosion. Well, how are we doing? How are we doing? Was that a no-win situation for Brock Purdy? Well,
of course not.
Okay.
Like, how would it
so
be?
So he's 1-1. That's all I wanted to say.
Who's 1-1? The boss?
Yeah.
His record is probably a lot deeper and bigger than that, but he was he was trying to get you engaged in a topic.
No, he wasn't.
And it worked because we talked about it on Friday.
Was I disengaged?
No, but you were like, you came at him during the break. You guys were going back and forth, well, he said
this is a no-win situation. I go, I don't think that. And then he goes, you don't think that half the people want Mac Jones? And I'm like, maybe, but like, I expect Brock to come out and play really well, and people will go, oh, right. So we're good here.
He came
out, exactly,
and
what happened.
And he was fine.
He was more than fine.
He was a little bit more than fine, but he didn't have to be any more than he was.
You said that like 80% of the weeks. Mac, Brock, everybody, they're fine. They're good. They're good. They did real good. You done good, kid.
They were fine. Oh, yesterday, Brock Purdy, and I've gone through again today. I watched the whole game this morning. I've been watching it during the breaks, and I want all of you out there, do a little homework and just watch all of his throws. And you've got the throw to Kittle when he changed the play. Absolute beauty. Chef's kiss. 10 out of 10. The majority of the other throws that he made, guy open by 8 yards. He's open by 11.
Same
check
for,
down to Christian.
Same for Mac. You're leaving out the almost blind throw to Juwan Jennings that Juwan made a very good play on. that was fantastic.
The overthrow to McCaffrey that he climbed the ladder and saved his bacon.
He threw a couple bad balls yesterday.
Yeah, and he was good.
Are your picks fine?
My picks are actually extraordinary. Okay. If you consider like what the standard is for picking.
So when someone does good and they win a lot more than they lose and they complete a lot more than they incomplete, that's impeccable in your mind.
When you do what I do, which is a 50-50 proposition, as opposed to Brock Purdy, if you're a quarterback, you should complete 67% of your passes.
I believe he did.
Yeah, which is why he was fine.
He was fine. All right. Well, let's see if your pick is fine. Because you went 1-1 over the weekend, which
sure
is
did.
Fine.
Last night was a bummer.
It's fine.
It's not fine.
Let's fade the Devers. All right, here we go. Let's go to Vegas. Should we go to Vegas? Let's go to Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
That's right, because you know what we got tonight. It is something that we love, whether it works or whether it not. Doesn't matter to me. It's just fun to say. You know what we got tonight? We got one of them home dog. We got a home dog. Home dog on the strip tonight. It is the Las Vegas Raiders taking on the Dallas Cowboys. This basically is two logos when put together makes a Niner fan want to puke. But it's all we got left this week. Plus, if you're a fantasy football player, something tells me you're going to be into this one tonight because this is no defense allowed in Vegas. Brock Bowers, CD Lamb, et al. George Pickens, here we go. But Dibs is not here for fantasy. He's here for reality. The Cowboys, -3.5. Dibs?
Well, this is it's an interesting one. Normally, styles make fights, but in the case of this game, there isn't a lot of style on either side of the ball. And the Cowboys have a very, very good offense, but you look at the analytics defensively, they are second to worst, only better than the Cincinnati Bengals. The Raiders' defense is actually right middle of the pack, but their offense is third to worst. So what is going to prevail in this game? The Cowboys' awesome offense against an Raider defense or a bad Raider offense against a horrific Cowboy defense? I do think that points will be the order of the day. And when I looked at this one, I thought, you know what? It might come down to just one simple thing, and that is the home field advantage. And as a result, we're taking the Cowboys and laying the 3.5. Cuckoo!
Thank you, Dibs. Join me.
Fade that mother jumper.
Fade.
Yeah, baby. I successfully picked the pick.
You picked the pick.
I thought you would go Cowboys. -3.5. One of my favorite possibilities on this segment is that when the other three of us, sometimes there's a look, sometimes there's just a little blind faith, but when Lucas in particular decides to fade and he goes first and no one follows him, it gives me joy. It's just funny.
Well, Lucas is going to fade every time, no matter what. That's kind of his bit.
Yeah, except for sometimes, like over the last like few weeks ago.
Usually when Dibs picks the Niners, I'm just not going to root against
that. I don't know if you just forgot or whatever. Like, the three of us are not in sync.
No.
We don't know.
Shout out Justin Timberlake.
Exactly. But anyway, I like your pick, Dibs.
Thank you. I am 28-18 this year.
Now I have to ask Randy if that's true.
He just told me in my ear.
Okay.
So, it's true.
And I'm 8-3 on Niner games. So keep that in mind as we approach next Niner game.
You've been good on Niner games. The Niners are big old favorite next Monday.
7 points,
yeah. Yeah, that's a lot.
And I also have been, I don't have the numbers, but it feels like I've been patently bad on Thursdays. So
ooh, that would be fun to get into some Dibsalytics.
Totally. Keep that in mind for the upcoming Thursday. And this next week, I won't have a Monday night pick because that'll be the Niners.
Can we? I would like, hey, Grandy, I'll even do it if you just send me all the info. Send me the, 46 picks, now 47 picks that have been made. I would love to deconstruct Dibsalytics. What are you on Thursday night? What are you on Sunday night? What are you on Monday night? We know what you are in Niners games. If you're 8-3 in Niner games and you're 10 games over 500, means you're only 5 games over 500 on all the others.
20-15.
But I would love to see if there is any sort of a trend based on what night of the week. Like maybe you get tired by Thursday.
Well, I make all the picks on a Wednesday, so the picks are in I'm 1-1 on pick switches, but where I win against my originals.
See, but you have that possibility.
But I've only done it twice.
Okay.
And, you know.
Small sample.
Really small sample. Yeah. And this one is like, this is kind of a hold your nose special. Like,
no, it's not.
Bad against
fun.
Also bad.
No, but it's relaxing. I bet, like, if you're in me, like me, and you're in 57 leagues, you definitely have people going tonight. You got a scenario, right? Does Brock Bowers and somebody else needs
75 points.
75 points. Perfect.
And
you're going
to
win.
I would lose to some team named Who's Your Daddy?
Oh, well.
That's Zach Green, I think.
All right, Zach. Like, come up with something fresh. But anyway, Lucas needs 29 points from George Pickens to beat me tonight. Mm-hmm. And I don't care because I'm out of this.
I do care.
I'm here to play spoiler.
I need you to keep him at bay.
All right, well then that's
you
what
beat
I'll...
him, I jump up to fourth.
Dibs, on Thursday nights, you are 6-5, but you were 6-2, so you've lost your last three Thursday nights.
That's why you feel that way.
Yeah.
So I was willing to do the Dibsalytics, and Grandy did it in
you could do
minutes.
The rest of them if you want.
Okay, you want me to do Monday and Sunday?
Sure.
I think you're pretty mediocre on Sunday, too.
That sounds about right.
You're probably better on Monday.
Coming up a week from Thursday, three picks. Turkey Day special.
Oh, that's
we're
right.
We're going to pick them all. We're going to pick them all now.
Well, actually, we should probably do like five picks that day.
Right, but I'll pick all three of the Thursdays.
Right,
and then
the Niner game and
right.
then the Sunday night game.
I don't even know if you're here that week.
I am until not Wednesday.
Okay.
I'll be here Monday and Tuesday.
We'll knock those out early.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It's also a Monster Monday, you crazy people. Presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.